That was Imagine by John Lennon. It's 3:14 p.m. Building Future in Malaysia, BFM 89.9. I'm Ezra Zaid, and I'm taking you through the aftermath of GE14 as we continue our coverage on this very interesting moment in history. As mentioned earlier, we have on the line Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin. Of course, he defended his Pagoh parliamentary seat, and he joins me on the line right now. Tan Sri Muhyiddin, how are you? And thank you very much for joining us on the program.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Tan Sri, I haven't had very much sleep, and I can't imagine what you've gone through in the past 12, 16 hours. How are you feeling, firstly, with regards to the win yesterday, but also your reflections on everything that's taken place over the past few hours?
Well, I haven't had enough sleep as well. I'm still a bit of giddy. But it's something which I think it's okay for me because it was a great occasion, very historic, that happened yesterday when we won with a sliding sort of victory, something which I think is an indication of the interest of the general populace that they want change to happen. They want something better than what they have now, and they believe that the Pakatan Harapan is in that position to provide them with the most viable options. I think our strategy has worked well. We went down to the very lowest level of Malay, Chinese and Indians and talked to them what the problems we are facing today and the hardship that people is facing because of many problems of mismanagement and what Pakatan Harapan stand for. I think the manifesto in a way has attracted a lot of people's interest. They believe that Tun Mahathir and whole leadership of Pakatan is somebody that they could trust to bring forward and put back Malaysia on its proper track.
Tan Sri, before we get to the press conference that you attended, you were seated next to Tun Mahathir this afternoon. What did you make of Barisan National Chairman Datuk Sri Najib Razak with his announcement with regards to the acceptance of the election result early this morning?
Well, it's something that we would expect. I think he should, of course, recognize the fact that the people has made the decision. They have already decided to vote for Pakatan to be the next government, and it's only proper for the former Prime Minister to concede and, of course, to allow for, as fast as possible, the formation of new government headed by Tun Mahathir. So I think it is, in a way, magnanimous for him to accept this fact. But most importantly, of course, is we have indicated that we want to work as fast as possible to put the country in order. And I think it is only proper now that we should not look at the past, whatever thing that has been before, of course, is a lesson, and try to do better. And, of course, the sooner that we do it, the better for the whole nations.
Tan Sri, I think there is a sentiment that Malaysians at large are looking forward to moving forward, especially with the reported swearing-in ceremony potentially taking place at 5 p.m. The one point that Dato' Sri Najib made was that no party under the unregistered Pakatan Harapan coalition won a simple majority on its own, and simply by raising that fact in his speech has created a lot of questions amongst Malaysians. We're seeing it on social media about what that statement means. Then we move on to Tun Mahathir's a press conference, which brings that element of clarity. Could you provide us more clarity than we currently have?
I think basically what is something that we should accept, the fact that the that the country must move forward as soon as possible. You need the leader to take over the Prime Minister, and the appointment of Prime Minister, as Tun Mahathir explained, is on the basis that whoever has the most popular support among the members of Parliament. This is something that is provided for in the Constitution. So I think irrespective of what Najib was trying to say, we will have to just move on. And I'm happy to, of course, be informed that the swearing-in ceremony will be on for next 1 hour.
So that is confirmed, sir?
Well, this is what I've been told, and I'm now in my Baju Melayu. in the formal wear, to be at Istana by 5 or something before 5. So, inshallah, I hope that the swearing in ceremony will be done in order.
Well, as long as you're in a Baj Melayu, that's good as a confirmation as I need. A final question, sir. We also saw a press conference by Sultan Johor Sultan Ibrahim Iskandar that was early today, and he reiterated the point about how a new prime minister must be sworn in immediately in accordance with the will of the people. Are you hearted by that statement and him coming to the public to say that?
Yes, I think it's very remarkable on the part of the Sultan of Johor to say that. Of course, it's something that is something which is admired. He recognized the fact that this is something urgent. We cannot have the country in sort of a limbo when nobody hates the government. That is not good for the country. So I think we have to go back to the very basic what is needed. And the Constitution, of course, clearly clarify that the state of prime minister position must be somebody who has been given the full trust by the majority of member of parliament. And I think the Sultan of Johor definitely understand that as well.
Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, you have places to be and probably a songkot to wear as well. Thank you very much for joining us on the program. That was Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin speaking exclusively to BFM 89.9. He was just giving us his reflections on some of the events of today. Firstly, on the press conference by Datuk Sri Najib Razak, he also made comment and applauded the Sultan of Johor, Sultan Ibrahim Iskandar, where the Sultan clearly expressed that the desire for a new government must be made in accordance with the will of the people. And we can, at least for the confirmation that we have from Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, a swearing-in ceremony is slated at 5 p.m. today. So we will keep you posted on that particular event. If you have friends and family who aren't sure what's going on with your country today, you want to tune in to BFM 89.9 as we give you more updates in the aftermath of G14. Building Future Malaysia, it's BFM 89.9.